Howard Starkman is the vice president of special projects for the Toronto Blue Jays and, of course, was the longtime public relations director of the team. He joins us on Baseball Central. Howie, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem, Jeff. Dirk, how are you guys today?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Let me just ask you this very simply. I don't mean to be trite, but how significant was Epi Guerrero to the early success of this franchise?
Well, it was very, very significant. Epi came along with Pat Gillick. And, of course, Pat's idea back then, aside from the expansion draft, and it was a long process of developing the organization and felt that the Latin players, they were free agents. They were a source that had to be tapped and spent a lot of time and we spent a lot of money getting players in that area. One of the other players you didn't mention we acquired in the trade was Damaso Garcia,
right,
from the Yankees. But Epi was involved in all those Latin American players, Bell, Fernandez, Garcia. There's so many that were so significant. Alfredo Griffin we acquired from the Indians. He was another one that were so significant in that early development in the 80s of the team growing into what became World Series teams.
Howard Starkman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show on Baseball Central. Sorry, Dirk. I'm so used to the Jeff Blair Show on Baseball Central. The much was made when the Jays went out and got Jose Reyes this offseason and Emilio Bonifacio and Melky Cabrera and guys like that. And much was made about how it was going to help the Jays improve their imprint in Latin America. But, back when Epi Guerrero was running the show, it was essentially the Dodgers and Jays that dominated the Dominican Republic at that time, wasn't it?
That's very true. I can recall we made a trip down to the Dominican in the mid-80s, we were very dominant down there. People wearing the hats at that time. Not everybody had uniform jerseys as they do now, but certainly the hats were very predominant. And, they loved their players. George Bell was a big hero. Tony Fernandez, of course, they loved those guys down there. And Pat, along with Epi and our senior people, realized that there was a great source of talent down there, and that was a quick way of building up the franchise.
Howard, in recent years, how involved was Epi just in baseball in the Dominican Republic? How involved was he?
Well, I think he was still involved. My understanding, Pat phoned me this morning, actually, to tell me that Epi had passed away. I think he had suffered the last few years from some kidney failure. I think that was the end result of his passing. But he had worked along with the Brewers, I believe, was his last team he technically worked with. I'm not sure how much he had done the last couple of years. He has a couple of sons in the business. Michael Guerrero's managing in the Brewers organization. So he was quite involved. Him and his wife actually ran our first sort of academy down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very, it's not like the academies they have now. It was very, what's the term I'm looking for, sort of very ancient. It was basically a field with a little dormitory that wasn't, and she did the cooking and he ran the practices and that.